Hello and welcome to the Buffering Podcast. Today is November 29th, Tuesday. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
He's not dead, he's just awesome.
Exactly. My name is Dan Whalen, and with me as always is Adam Erdman.
Hello.
And today our guests are Peter Jurgensen and Katie Best. Thank you for coming, guys.
Hello.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for coming. So what we are going to be doing today is Adam and I are workshopping two games that we are trying to concoct that will eventually replace the Leonard Maltin game as our own game that we play every time, that people get to know, that people optimistically try to pick up and make their own.
Our very own game.
Joy!
And it's awesome.
Episode 11 at this point. But if you checked out the mic check yesterday, then you've heard a bit of Adam's game.
Yes.
So this time we are going to start with my game, for everyone who is just picking up on all this.
Yeah.
And my game is a combination, essentially, of the Leonard Maltin game and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, where there are three rounds. First round, each contestant picks a category. There are three categories. So somebody picks one, then that one's not available for the rest of the round. The three rounds are the Leonard Maltin game, zero names. So it's essentially, I read the entire Leonard Maltin review of a movie, tell you the number of names, and it's just you making your highest bid. Lowest bid, depending on how you look at it. So with that, every negative number that you choose is a point. So if you can name one person in a movie, that's 1 point. Mm. If you can name five people in the movie in order from top down, you get 5 points. And you can, if you somehow know the entire list, you can get every single point in the list.
Wow.
So for that, that's Leonard Maltin game, zero names.
Does it still have to be in order?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that'll keep a cap on it. We've been averaging about 3 or 4 at most for zero names every time that we played it thus far.
Right.
So that means I've tried to keep every single category to about 5 points, 4 to 5 points.
Sure.
The next one is whodunit. Essentially what happens is I read the IMDb or Wikipedia mini bio of an actor or musician. And then you get up to 5 clues to try to name who that person is. Either you can figure it out from the mini bio itself, or you can hear part of the repertoire, be it albums that they put out or movies or TV shows that they've been in. So again, it's if you know right off the bat, you get 5 points. If you need to hear one, it's 4. If you need to hear 2, it's 3. If you need to hear 3, then it's 2. If you need to hear all 5, then you don't get any points.
Cool.
And then the last one is just AFI's American Film Institute's 100 top quoted movies. So I say a quote from one of the 100 top quoted movies, and you can get up to 5 points, 4 points. I lied. This one is one of the ones that has 4 points as the maximum. Sorry.
That was a plate. That was kids a plate. At home.
I say a quote, and then you can get up to 4 points by naming the year of the movie itself, the actor who said it, and the name of the character. If you can name all 4 of those, you get 4 points. If you can only name the character, that's 1. If you can name the character in the movie, that's 2. You get the idea?
Yeah.
No order, right?
No order. Just, if I did a quote and then you can do the character and then the year and then the movie and then the actor name, that's fine. Whatever. It's just you have to get all 4 of those right, you get 4 points. So through all 3 of those games, you try to remember how many points you have. Because that's the end of the first round. We figure out who is, you know, in the lead. We recap for second and half. This person has this many points. This person has this many points. This person has this many points. The person with the lowest score starts the build a title round. Have you guys played the build a title game or have heard it on the show yet?
No. I have.
Essentially what happens is a movie or TV show title is put out there. Like one of the ones that I put down. Catch Me If You Can. So that means Adam, being the next person in line, has to come up with a movie or TV show that ends with catch or starts with can to build on to the title.
Okay.
So it'd be like, catch me if you Canadian bacon.
But Canadian bacon's not a movie.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
It is. Oh. John Candy and... No, is it John Candy?
Seems like, right.
I haven't seen that one.
It's, yeah, it's John Candy and somebody else, and I can't remember who it is.
I don't know the other guy.
It's John Candy, that's all that matters.
I don't know if the other guy was in anything else.
So then it turns into... catch me if you Canadian bacon, because you can take the Ken part of Canadian.
Got it.
And stack it on there. And then the next verse would have to build off of bacon or build off of catch.
Capiche?
Sort
Savvy.
Of.
Kind of. We'll make sure that stuff starts out on this end of the circle. So from there, each title that's contributed to the round is a point. So the last person's, like, if you can't think of anything, you're passed over, you're out of the round. So it turns into catch me if you Canadian bacon. If you can't think of anything that comes, you know, that can attach to bacon or catch, then you're out of the round, and the points kind of keep cycling to the, whoever's left.
Yeah.
So, like, hypothetically, if I came up with something and I haven't attached onto that, Peter didn't get it, Katie attached onto that, I didn't get it, Adam didn't get it, then Katie would get, what, 4 points? Because each of us technically contributed one.
Oh.
Okay. So...
But she was the last person to put one in before somebody gave up.
Sure, so it's winner take all,
yes.
Basically, for that category?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a big bonus round.
Sure.
And you play two.
Huh?
Normally you're just the announcer.
I contribute the first movie, that's it.
Okay.
Oh...
Yeah, it's between the three of you. I don't
get
it.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Okay.
And then it's another round of the categories, so each person picks a category. You know, again, it's the same ones. But the person who, again, has the lowest points starts to round again, and they get to pick their choice. And then person with the most points wins.
I think we got it as long as you hold our hands.
Yeah, that was the plan. Okay, so number one.
Hey-ho, let's go.
That was Adam. You get to pick first.
Yeah.
The categories, so it goes clockwise for the first choice, as, you know, most board games go. So you get your choice of the Zero Names category, Whodunit, or AFI's 100 Top Quoted Movies.
I am going to go with, as an homage to the game that has filled our time quite well for these past 11 episodes, Leonard Maltin.
I figured, which is why I just awkwardly tried to grab at my phone. Okay, so...
Kids at home, there's an app for that.
Oh, by the way, one thing I didn't mention, for each of the categories, we're still going to have three choices for you to pick from, so that there is kind of a fair sense of chance in that.
Oh, good. So we're doing Zero Names?
Zero Names.
Zero Names. And it's just Adam.
Just me.
Adam's doing Zero Names?
Adam is doing Zero Names. And I need to grab one more movie because I feel awkwardly unprepared. Shit. 1 second, folks. Could you pick another category for a second and a half? Because I...
Professional.
Yay!
I totally thought I had everything taken care of, and...
All right. It's cool.
Okay, got one. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. Did you see how I stalled there? Did you see how I did it?
It was nice.
Good job.
Well, your choices are...
Thanks.
1985, 1995, or 1996.
Okay. Let's go with... 96?
96. Okay. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars. It says, spectacular and spectacularly stupid. It's a sci-fi saga of alien ships hovering over the Earth and apparently planning to attack. U.S. President Pullman tries to determine how best to fight, as the stakes keep changing on an hour-to-hour basis. Big Oscar-winning special effects are impressive, but the human stories are so dumb, the writing is so lame, and some of the performances so broad that they make some silly 50s sci-fi movies look brilliant by comparison. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16... 18 names, so you could get up to 18 points with this.
Okay. And if I get one wrong...
Then you get 0 points.
0 points. Okay. All right. Then, and do I get a point for naming the movie? I assume
no.
Okay. Yeah, that would be too easy. So
every negative counts.
Right.
So okay. you just talk it out in your head. First person.
Cool.
After the naming the movie.
So it's Independence Day.
It is.
And so that got me in the door. Will Smith.
Yes.
Or I should say my bid first, shouldn't I?
No, you just talk you talk it out, and once you say I'm done.
Oh. Okay.
Or you could bid if you want to. It's really gonna turn out either way.
Okay. Then yeah. Yeah.
But we do put a minute on your ummers and uhs, which stands for all categories, just to
wow, yeah.
Play the speed game.
A minute is generous. I'm going to play it safe and just do negative one and say Will Smith.
So that means you got 1 point for this category round.
Yay!
So remember that number and I'll probably write it down to you or something. Adam has won. There we go. So Katie, you get to pick next. The two categories that are left are Whodunit and AFI's 100 Most Quoted Movies.
Well, I always think I'm going to do better at the AFI quoted movies than I do, so I'm going to go with Whodunit.
Whodunit, okay. So for this, it's three people you get to choose from, and they're all famous stand-up comedians. They've done a lot of other things, but they're very famous as stand-up comedians.
Okay.
You know all of these people, don't worry. You're going to pick it based on their birth year.
Okay.
Which kind of helps, but I don't know if it does. 1937, 1951, or 1954?
54.
54, okay. Give me a second while I switch applications, because I have to switch to this.
We're testing the iPhone's capabilities right now.
Yeah, switching from one to the other.
And user...
I like it.
So this famous stand-up comedian was born in Brooklyn, New York, 1954. Parents' names are Coleman and Betty. Moved to Massapequa, if you know that community.
Vaguely.
Father was a sign maker. Let's see. Went straight from college graduation to amateur night tryout at New York's Catch a Rising Star, 1976. So went straight out of college and into performing.
Okay.
Continued to perform in local clubs in the Catskill Mountains. He had an appearance on a Rodney Dangerfield HBO special in 1976. He was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, David Letterman, Merv Griffin. And he created a sitcom in 1989 with a colleague of his.
Well, that's vague. Okay, is this the point where
I have... Out of five...
Okay.
How many pieces of this person's career do you need to hear?
Oh, I have to bid?
We can start with one and see what happens. Because some of these might not help. But that's
okay. I'm supposed to know this person?
You will.
By the fifth one, when you don't get any points, you'll know who it is. Congratulations, Katie.
Okay, this person has appeared as themselves on The Larry Sanders Show.
Okay. 4 points.
appeared on Curb Your Enthusiasm as himself.
Oh.
I think I know.
Yeah, not well, the foggiest. It's 3 points. All the...
Yeah, I know.
No stealing.
I know, but...
You're just excited.
Just saying, yeah.
Appeared on... Oh, wait. That's the same thing. Okay. This is the giveaway because there's no other options here. He was in B-Movie. It's spelled B-E-E.
Oh!
Movie. Not to belabor the...
There you go.
Okay. Here's your last one because there isn't enough stuff in this repertoire to do this. He was in Seinfeld.
Please tell me it's Jerry Seinfeld.
There you go.
I was like, I don't think it's the Kramer guy. I think it's the other guy.
Yeah, the famous stand-up Jerry Seinfeld.
Basically, yeah, right.
That's how it's, every show started.
Zero.
That was 1 point.
That's 1 point?
I read four clues, so it's 1-1.
Okay, but there were only like four. I mean...
It was a technicality.
Okay.
Because cool. I thought
he
was in
more.
I had
5 points to start with. That's what the hand was for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 1-1. Peter, you get to do the remaining category, which is AFI's 50 most quoted movies, 100 most quoted movies. And so you get to pick them based on the actual number in which they appear on the list.
Whoa.
Your choices are 15, 37, or 68.
So wouldn't I just want to do 15?
Probably.
Okay.
I picked really easy ones this time.
I feel
around.
I understand.
You got it. Now I just have to find where it is on the list because I was a schmuck and rearranged it. Where the hell are you, 15?
He may have hand-chosen them for their difficulty.
He has in the past.
Maybe 15 is like extremely old. Nothing I would ever know.
I don't know. Unless he's lying, he said that he...
No, I picked good ones. I just have to remember where I hit number 50.
Of course, I was supposed to know who Jerry Seinfeld was. So
for this, you can get up to 4 points. You have the option of naming the character who said the name, the actor who also technically said the name, the movie that it's in, and the year that the movie came out. The quote is, "E.T. phone home." Like I said, I picked some pretty easy ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's year, actor, character, and movie? Okay, so movie's E.T.
Yes.
Can you get anything else?
I have a very hard time remembering that stupid little kid's name. Is that... So I can just guess at this point?
Yeah.
It's not like a big
You don't have
thing.
To do them in order, okay. No. It's you have it's four things to pick from.
But if he says it wrong, does he get none?
Then that just loses the point. He's
But in all
he's
the other ones, if you guess wrong, you lose all your points.
But you're going through lists.
Okay, fine.
Because, I mean, you could have guessed stuff while you were going through the bidding thing.
That's true.
It's just he's the only one where
he's
you just kind of go
list.
For it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Because you can really only make one guess per option on this one.
That's true.
It's not like, oh, is the director this? No? Well, how about this? That just doesn't make any sense. It's one guess per each.
Is the actor Elijah Wood?
It is not.
Ah, I lose. I'm sad.
All right, so you got 1 point.
Okay,
Yay.
Yeah, no, I don't know the other
you
two.
You can still guess for year and director.
So I can make
no,
a random
not director. I don't do director.
Not director.
It's year and character name.
Which one did he just guess for?
He just guessed for actor.
Yeah.
Elijah Wood.
Oh, right. I suck at this game.
Just wrong.
Okay.
Year,
no,
you're actor, for you. Character.
Movie.
Movie. Year, actor, character, movie. So you could take a stab at it.
1982. Yeah, very wrong.
Really?
Wow.
No concept of years.
Yeah, I know.
I was totally going to guess 89. So.
And then I don't know. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I just really don't know the character name.
Okay.
At all.
It was E.T.
Oh, E.T.'s.
I was
going to
say, like,
okay.
E.T.
I thought the little kid.
Oh, yeah. Elliot.
It was, yeah.
Oh, Elliot.
But Elliot's not the one that says it. E.T.
No,
does.
No, E.T. does. And okay. The actor who played E.T.'s voice was Pat Welsh. So, suck.
Weird.
Yeah, 1982. Good luck with that.
But you
so
thought
for
the little
that,
boy.
So
the part that I thought was the easiest was the hardest.
Yes. But you got a point.
Yay.
So
we're all tied.
Fair match on this. You know, on this round. So,
yeah,
Adam,
cool.
Since you started this and everyone has a point, we just automatically start with you on this.
Okay.
So if we get 0 points, then we're out of the round? Or did
No, we're out of the round
because we did all three.
Yeah, we're out of the round because we did all three. You're right. And the lowest score starts this. Everyone's at one, so Adam just starts again.
Got it.
Got it.
Hooray.
Okay, Adam, for build a title.
Okay.
One of the ones that I came up with, I thought you could come up with something for, A League of Their Own. Oh. So for this one, League, you don't have to acknowledge the So League of Their Own.
Right, okay.
And it goes...
League of Their Own.
Clockwise
okay.
again. Don't worry, you have to build off of something that he does so you'll actually work it out in your mind as he does.
Right.
Because you want to make sure that you don't have any dead air so that you need to talk it out.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Man, a League of Their Own. A League of Their Own. 10,000 leagues. No. Is Big League a movie? No. No. I don't think it is.
You're not far off.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I didn't say too much.
Okay. Baseball movies.
I've got two for that one. And again, it turns into that minute rule. So
yeah, if I don't get anything in a minute, then
but then you I'm know, you probably have to not sure going to get anything. Out.
Yeah. Owner. Oh no.
20 seconds.
Own. Oh.
10 seconds.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
3, 2.
Bowing out respectfully.
All right. So Adam cannot get any points in this build title round. Katie, can you come up with something honor. That adds on to League of Their Own? Movie ending in League or starting in Own?
Little Big League of Their Own.
There you go. Little Big League of Their Own.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have to think of a movie that ends so in Little or starts in Own.
Crap. I don't think I have anything for Own. I have stuff that starts with Little.
Oh, great. Now that I'm out, one comes immediately.
I know, that's the worst.
What is it?
Shh.
Crap.
Try and talk it out if you can.
I talk in my head.
I know, it's really hard to try to translate something like that. You can also work with the first few syllables of a word or the last few syllables of a word. So for Little Big League, you could do lit or lit. If something ends in lit, then you can work with that.
Wow, that's very strange.
Or own. There's really nothing that I can really pull off of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you can't do one letter was the other part.
So you couldn't do like A League of Their Own Newsies.
Right.
Because that's
you have to get a good syllable in there.
Yeah, good syllable.
So we'll say you have 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So just so I'm prepared, am I gonna have to build off this?
No, you will get a point because there's the one thing has been added to this. Which this is kind of working out to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
No one's jumping too far. I'm going to say that's 60 seconds.
Yeah. That's
so since no one else contributed to that, then you get a point, Katie.
Woo!
So it's Katie has 1 point. Katie has 2 points. Peter has 1 point. Adam has 1 point.
Yeah.
And so to mix it up, first it goes from the lowest score to the highest score for this round. Much like wait, don't tell me. Peter, since you are new to the studio, you get to pick first of the three categories. Would you like zero names? Would you like AFI's 50 most quoted movies? Or would you like whodunit?
Let's try whodunit.
Whodunit. Okay, so we're still operating off of the famous comedians. There are two left. Birth years are 1937 and 1951.
1951.
All right. As I pull up their bio. All right, this person was born in 1951, Chicago, Illinois. This actor briefly studied political science, enrolled in Juilliard. Appeared in an episode of Happy Days. Is an effective dramatic actor. And works with a great deal of improv. Yes. How many do you think you would need to hear to guess who this person is? I mean, do you just want... Do you need any just, first?
Yeah.
Okay. Appeared in... appeared in 9 months movie.
I don't know what that is.
No.
No, I don't think I know what that is.
Toys.
Ah, oh, dang it! I've never seen that. So wait, can be yeah. He can be serious as well as funny, stand up. I think I did, Robin Williams?
It is.
Yeah.
So that's 3 points.
Ooh. What the hell is 9 months?
What? Yeah, he was in that. He was one of the doctors in that. Most of his roles that he's played, kind of big, so I didn't really know where to go with it other than like constantly scrolling with my thumb to say that, I mean, other than mentioning that he was in Happy Days of all things.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That one I thought was still
Jumanji
again.
All over just that one. Robin Williams.
RV. Yep.
It's Robin Williams.
So you have 4 points.
Yep.
Adam, you have 1 point. You need at least 3 points in whatever category you choose in order to take the lead.
Aww.
Would you like zero names or AFI's 100 most quoted movies?
Let's go with the quotes.
Let's go with the quotes. All right. So far, I've already read off 15, so your options are 37 and 68 on the list.
37.
Start at the bottom here and speed things up a bit. 37. This movie's quote is, "I'll be back." For up to 4 points, you need to give me the name of the character, the name of the actor, the name of the movie, and what year the movie was made.
Okay. It's The Terminator.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Is he just The Terminator?
Yes.
Okay.
Name his model.
Do I have to?
No.
Do I have to, Dan?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say.
Okay. Is he like T-1000 or something?
I have no idea. That's one of them, but I don't remember if that's him or if that's the one
but
that's
still,
chasing
them.
Okay.
It's not the liquid metal one. So I've got 3 points so far.
Yes, so right now you are tied with Peter.
Yeah. Then let's do... Oh, what year would that have been? It was in the 80s. I'm going to say 89.
84.
84, wow.
So you also have 4 points, so you and Peter are tied, 4 points apiece. Katie, you have 2 points. In order to win, you need to get at least 3 negative names on this zero names.
I hope it's The Lion King.
If only. Hold on. Got to get out of that.
No, I couldn't name 3 names in The Lion King.
Yeah.
Not in order.
The Lion King is deceptively tricky. I think we ran into that one a couple episodes
ago. Yeah, I feel like you guys did.
Yeah, it's come around before.
Yeah.
The two that are left are 1985 and 1995.
Is the 85 one Top Gun? That's the only movie from 85 I know. No. So let's go 95.
You might be surprised.
Okay, 1995. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars. A lonely Chicago transit worker saves her dream man from muggers, and when he falls into a coma, she passes herself off as his fiancé. Things get stickier as she's welcomed into his family and grows close to his brother. Bullock's first starring vehicle showcases her irresistible girl-next-door appeal, but this pleasant, well-cast comedy suffers from anemia. It is a cute story, but it should have been snappier and shorter, and there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names. You can get up to 11 points from this movie.
Well, aren't you optimistic?
I said up to. So first the movie. What is it?
While he was sleeping, while you were sleeping.
While you were sleeping.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, 1 point.
See, this is where you need the mental printer, because I can print out their faces. I just can't think of their names. What if I name, like, every other thing he's been in? Does that count?
No, unfortunately.
If you spend your minute doing that, it might help.
Might help.
Well, yeah, because you have 45 seconds left, so...
What is that guy's name? I don't know if I ever know.
Well, talk out what else he's been in.
Well, he was in the OC, and he was in... Well, oh, but is he the second or is he the third?
It's up to you to...
The brother's probably the second. Which means he was in Beetlejuice. Then he was in Casper. Why is he like ghost movies?
He's a ghost.
15 seconds left.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 1 point. I have no friggin' idea.
Well, with that wrapped up, that the name you're trying to think of was Bill Pullman.
Ah, yeah.
And you were right. Two? You were right to switch it because Peter Gallagher of the OC was third. So you were smart to switch it. But that only put you at 3 points, which means that Peter and Adam tie to win this first round.
Yay!
My God, this is the first round still.
First game of this unnamed game that we just played.
Everybody wins.
But there's three rounds.
For Kate.
In a game.
And Dan.
Well, in this one, there's category, and then they build a title, and then the categories again, and you're the last person to go. 4 points, 4 points, 3 points.
So we've played three rounds?
Yes.
Okay.
So that means that they both won the game.
Oh, yeah, I know I lost.
No, the game. Now we're switching over to Adam's...
Game.
Yes.
Oh.
You got that.
And but, I just lost the game...
Yeah, I bet you did.
But I won the game we just played.
Half.
Anyway.
Huh?
Yeah, well, half.
I'm in the room and I'm lost, so if you're at home and lost, don't feel alone.
Stupid college games, we talked about it on another episode. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, exactly like that. Okay. So, I guess we're moving on to my game, huh?
Yes, so please try to explain it once more for everyone who hasn't listened to the mic check.
Sure. Short version.
And I thoroughly enjoyed your game, by the way. It was quite fun.
Since we didn't really stop and assess it too much, did everything after you hear the rules per category made sense?
Yeah, no, totally.
Hypothetically, if you heard that same spiel before the episode as a whole, it'd be a reasonable grasp to hop into the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just lost when we called a game, and then there were three rounds, and I just got lost, but...
So it needs a name to define it, so we can say we're done with.
We're Dan with Dan's game.
The Dan Whalen game.
Part deux. Oh.
So
well, maybe we'll rehash that one next time, possibly.
So the name that I have so cleverly titled "Movie Bluff" is a game that it's new to me and to people in general. And basically how you play is... well, how do you play?
Are we trying to figure that out in the mic check?
It's verbalizing it. I've only done it once. I've only verbalized how to play once before. So let's
talk it out.
Yeah, let's talk it out. Okay. So It seemed to work pretty well when we started, when I was explaining it before, to just explain an example. So the example I used before is, okay, if I'm starting and everybody gets to play, even Dan, who is usually the host of said game, but no, everybody gets to play, all four of us. And so how it works is I start and I say, in this case, I could say a movie, an actor, a composer, a director, basically any role in a movie cast or crew that you can, that can be built off of.
Right. Or TV.
Right. And so how it works from there is, so for example, I say, they've already heard the mic check, so I could just...
No, not everybody.
Not everybody.
This is what's on iTunes.
That's true. So I'll use the other example I gave before that we didn't record. So let's say...
Your podcast is on iTunes?
Yeah, totally. You're searchable on iTunes.
Yeah. Yeah,
go to iTunes in the store and type
really
in
exciting.
Katie Best.
Isn't that cool?
Oh my gosh. That might be my Facebook status if I remember to do that when I get home.
There you go.
Congrats.
I should have spelled my name wrong.
Jorgen Soon.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, he does have a yearbook, so maybe he can
Ah, crap.
Move anyway, so let's
move
say...
Move along so we don't get too long with this game.
Yeah, so let's say I say The Dark Knight. That's how I start, with a movie.
Yep.
And then I say cast.
And then it goes to me.
And then it goes to Dan.
So I have to either... If I think that Adam is bluffing, that he knows somebody who's in the cast, I can call shenanigans on him. And if he does not know anybody in the cast, I get a point. If he does know somebody in the cast, he gets a point. And we switch direction.
Correct.
But... I know that Adam knows that who's in the cast of The Dark Knight, because we've already been over this once before, so he's had some answers put into his head. So it's up to me to name somebody in the cast as well to essentially answer his challenge by saying Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
And I'm going to go with Maggie Gyllenhaal movie.
Right. So in this case, what he did was he... said Maggie Gyllenhaal, and then movie. So the next person, which is Katie in this case, because Katie is seated to the left of Dan, it is her job now to name a movie that Maggie Gyllenhaal has been in.
I can actually name one.
Other than The Dark Knight, obviously. But if she thinks that Dan doesn't know any other movies that Maggie Gyllenhaal has been in, she can call Dan's
shenanigans.
Are you calling shenanigans?
No.
Okay.
Right.
I wanted to make sure, because
I just really wanted to say shenanigans. But Mona Lisa Smile.
And then from that, you would add on...
Cast. Just to trip Peter.
Ooh! I got one. I know it doesn't come to me. So, Peter, it's up to you to name somebody in the cast of Mona Lisa Smile or call shenanigans on Katie.
I feel like less of a man.
No,
Julia
it's probably...
Roberts.
Ah!
That's the one that I had.
Wow.
Julia Roberts what? Now it's time for your bluff.
Movie.
Okay.
I'm not going to bluff and say cast again. That would be painful.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm out of those two.
Right.
Bringing some femininity into this podcast.
So... a movie that Julia Roberts has been in. So I would say A Runaway Bride. And then I would say director.
And I call shenanigans on that. And I don't think you know it.
I don't know the director. So Dan gets a point. Yay! So
yes, this is going much smoother than it did.
Well, since we're talking everything out, but now it'll turn into... since I got the... fake demo point of that, Adam gets to start again since he is a person called shenanigans upon, and it changes direction. So yep. Adam, you get to start again, and now we're going the other direction towards Peter.
Right. Kids at home, are you ready for a real game?
Bring it on.
Woo!
I don't think they can hear you, or they can't speak back. You can't hear them.
That's true. They can't.
whichever way makes sense.
Oh.
I'm going to assume your silence means yes. Okay.
Do it to it.
Right, so to start off this first run of the game.
William Shatner.
Say the name of the game.
The name of the game is the movie Bluff.
Well, there you go.
And I will start off with Liam Neeson movie.
So Peter comes to you. Any movie that Liam Neeson has been in or called Shenanigans on Adam?
What's the time limit on this game?
A minute.
Preferably very short.
30 yeah. seconds.
30 seconds. Starting now.
Yeah. It's supposed to be kind of a quick game. Yeah. Quick pace. So.
Rob Roy, cast.
Ooh. That's totally what I was going to pick.
Was it?
Yeah, that's the first one I thought.
For the folks at home, I'm giving Peter a death stare.
Well, if you don't know anyone, you can call Shenanigans on him and see what... You know.
Shenanigans!
Hey, that's... Oh. I was trying to play confident. I have no idea who else was in that movie.
I don't even know what that movie is!
Okay, then...
Oh, God, what's his name?
He just gets... You chop some dude in half. So, and that's what I love about that movie.
Katie gets a point.
Woo!
Because she called his bluff.
How many points are we hypothetically playing to?
Yeah, we should decide on that.
I mean, based on the pacing that we've been seeing...
Right.
Probably, so do you want to shoot for three or four?
Let's do, I was thinking three.
Three, let's, this, we'll start with three.
For this introductory round.
I mean, you already have a point, so that means, Peter, you get to start again, and it's going to Adam. So you get to think of any person, movie, pet that was in a movie that was credited.
How is he supposed to know if it's credited?
Crazy knowledge that we're all pulling for this game?
Got it.
And I do have my laptop here to check facts, if something is called into question. Cheat. Yeah, I will not cheat, on my honor.
P.S. It's 30 seconds to come up with a...
You can choose
topic
anything.
Two.
Dimitri Martin movie.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell into your...
What is...
Kind of yelled in your headphones there.
It's okay. You you backed away from the mic. So
oh God, what
was good.
I don't want to sit
Dimitri
next to Peter
Martin.
Anymore.
Dimitri
I'm just going to give you a hint. Very, very recent.
Dimitri Martin. No hints. Don't help me. Because I...
Wow, do you actually know it?
I can... I just might.
There could be more than one, but I think there's just one.
Well, I'm going to...
I'm going to
call your...
TV.
I'm going to call your bluff and say you don't know a movie that Dimitri Martin's been in.
Contagion.
Oh. Is that really?
He also, yes. He also had his TV show.
And can we pull up a picture
special.
So I know
oh my
who this
gosh, I forgot we had the TV show rule. That's right.
I don't remember the name of his TV show, though.
It was Important Things.
Yeah. That's great.
Yes, or you could do his stand-up special, which is Dimitri Martin Person. But Adam, you got that wrong.
What's Contagion?
It's new. It's isn't it it's Outbreak but AIDS or something?
Is it AIDS?
Well, it's a new virus that comes out and it kills very quickly and it spreads very easily and
kind of so anthraxy.
It's real nasty and it becomes a big,
major issue,
big global event because it almost it does become an epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Adam, still potentially researching. Maybe.
Do, 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 do.
Sorry, I just figured out how to spell Dimitri.
Yeah, he's probably pretty far down on the cast list on that one. Don't even know if he says anything. I think he says like two words.
He just kind of like pops in.
He's like, I'm a scientist. And I don't put my air hose on my level 4 containment suit,
hey,
so I would
what do
die.
You know? Okay, yeah. There it is.
There it is.
There it is. You got me.
Yay.
So that means, Adam, you get to start again. It goes to Peter.
Okay.
Now you can be really mean,
like
sure I was to you.
Can. Okay. So I'm going to say John Powell movie.
Bluff. I don't know who John Powell is.
Cool. He's a composer.
Oh, good for you.
And Kung Fu Panda was a movie that he composed.
Suggestion for this game.
Sure.
I don't think the person who picks the next one should be within the bubble of people who are participating.
Ah.
Because right now it's...
Yeah, you guys are
it's bouncing
back
and
forth. Right,
that's
now.
True.
I've
started
played
a
for
nasty
a while.
Trend.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I don't think I played it all. Oh,
sure.
No, I won.
You got a point.
Or
I remembered that before you did.
Perhaps an easier fix for this would be, since we are kind of battling back and forth would be to make it mandatory to start with a movie, because that
that sounds good too.
That presents more options for for people.
Or it's not a dead end right away.
It could be movie and cast are the two. starting words. Yeah,
I can dig it.
Cool. Okay. So in this case, let's do just a little reboot. Let's say that doesn't count. I'll surrender my point, and I will say Finding Nemo cast. Obviously cast.
That's me.
Still goes to you.
What is her name? Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes.
Right.
Right. So you got it, and so it goes on to Katie.
Well, but he can he has to say either cast again to stick within Finding Nemo, or he can name movie.
That's not gonna happen.
Or
so Ellen DeGeneres movie.
Ah, EdTV.
Ooh, good one.
Ah. Cast.
Matthew McConaughey movie.
Matthew McConaughey. Oh man.
Think chick flick.
Obviously, I don't have my poker face on.
It's hidden behind the pop shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing nobody can see you but us.
In a way.
And you can only see half my face. Because it's behind a microphone and a pop shield.
More like a four-fifths.
Four-fifths? Okay. I'll just duck down a little bit more. Okay, so Matthew McConaughey movie. Why can't I think of it?
15 seconds.
He's always got his shirt off. I know that about him, but I can't name any movies that
he's
been
in
recently.
Hence why I said
10 seconds.
Chick flick.
Crap. I'm going to call your bluff.
5 seconds.
Ha!
Call your bluff.
All right. Dazed and confused.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Problem solved. Got a point on that
Yep.
one.
There you go.
So now would we keep following motion where Peter would pick in and go this way, or would it go to Katie as the last person before the skirmish and go this to this way?
Oh, I thought my resolution for this ping pong effect was to...
No, but it has to be somebody outside of the skirmish. So who starts?
Oh, okay. Then...
Isn't it Peter?
Yeah, I suppose
follow
you'd be the next logical person
okay,
in
so we
the
follow
progression.
The momentum, but it goes back to Adam. Got it.
Yeah, okay.
So it's 1 point to Katie, 1 point to Peter, 1 point to me. Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm losing at my own game.
you're tied for.
But this is good.
First. Right?
Second.
I'm,
no, he doesn't have
I
point.
Don't have any points.
No, he has
oh.
No.
I'm tied
yeah,
with
right,
myself for last.
I was trying to make you feel better.
Thanks.
So Peter, you start with a movie or actor?
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen cast.
Sean Connery. Movie.
Trying to pick a good one.
There are so many.
Also one where I wouldn't be lying if I said I knew who else was in it.
Oh. Yeah, that's harder.
I will go with Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade cast.
Now I know what it feels like to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
You really?
We're not
you know how
you
like totally blank when you're on the
oh, like
spot?
Rick Perry.
Sure.
Politics.
Ah.
Major debate. He kind of forgot
failed.
Important stuff.
Right. Yeah, kind of like that, except not as important.
Well, you have 20 seconds.
Oh, Harrison Ford.
There you go.
I kept coming up with Robert Redford. I'm like, no, the other one.
Robert Redford and Harrison Ford.
No, yeah, it makes sense in my head.
In your head, okay.
So then I... Can I still say... No, I have to say...
You can say cast. Yeah, movie.
You can say movie or you can say cast or whatever you
want
to do.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
So, Indiana Jones cast. No, movie. Sorry.
Movie.
Harrison Ford.
That's
Ford.
Harrison
sorry.
Ford. Ford movie.
Harrison Ford movie.
Yeah. Movie with somebody who's somebody. Sometimes.
That's not Robert Redford.
That's the one.
Thinking of a lot of things I don't know the name of.
Not helpful.
Firewall.
Ooh.
Cast.
Nice. Oh.
Ouch. I'm glad it's going that way.
I'm going to call your bluff.
Oh, God. Sad. Who is in that?
I have no idea.
That was a Leonard Walton question, too.
I dare you. Yeah, it was. It was a, like a couple episodes back. Who else was on the cast?
Peter. Were totally you don't know lying? His name.
Uh-huh.
He was lying.
He still has 20 seconds.
Yeah, but the look on his face makes me think that he's not going to get there.
You pulled Harrison Ford out of nowhere.
Well, yeah.
In that's your true. Own brain. It's like,
and you were kind of programming yourself with the pressure of having $1 million at stake for some
when
reason.
Really, it's only a piece of pizza, no.
Nah,
and
I
you already
know
had a pizza.
I know.
So
very sneakily, I might.
With that, then it would be
my point. Because I called
him.
His bluff.
That's right.
I called his bluff.
That's right. So you get a point. So that means I start.
I'm in the game.
Woo! Yes.
One around. One apiece.
Yep.
So we start that way, and I go to you first.
Mm-hmm.
And to that I say. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure cast.
Keanu Reeves movie.
Hmm. So much creativity. Point Break.
Oh, come on.
Nice.
Cast.
Got it.
Got it.
Katie's making a very odd face right now.
Yes.
I don't like sitting next to Peter.
She's also speaking in the third person.
Because she's crazy. And has 15 seconds.
Adam approves. Adam is thinking about...
Any chance that Lawrence Fishburne's in that?
No.
I don't think so.
That was worth a shot. Yeah. The only thing I had.
So that means for getting it wrong, then Peter gets a point, right?
Correct.
Right, but so then you still start.
I did something.
Yeah, so Peter has 2 points. Everyone else has 1 point. I start again, and it goes to Katie this time. So I am going to say...
Something nice.
You've Got Mail. Cast.
Ah! Tom Hanks. Cast.
Who else is in the movie? There's actually a really good
maniacal
answer.
Maniacal laugh. Ooh. Maniacal laugh.
Ooh, I think I know who it is.
What is that lady? I don't know which... I watch too many portions of movies on TV. I don't know which one I'm thinking of. She's... I'm just going to kind of guess. And don't give me clues.
Oh, come on. She's the lady with
come
the stuff.
Come on,
with
stop it.
Stuff. Shush!
Shush!
Stop it.
With the hair. And
shush.
The...
Meg Ryan?
Yes.
Hey.
Dear God, you totally pulled that.
I wasn't going to give specific hints.
Now I'm in trouble.
Well, you could say another movie that she's in that you...
Right. Sure, I can.
Might. or you can say cast and stick it to Adam and give you a couple more seconds to think of something while he...
Wait, so I said Meg Ryan, so I can just say movie. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
I just thought of a really great alternate title, which would totally be relevant to our show's title, Bluffering. But it sounds kind of dirty. But anyway,
it does.
Go ahead.
He said movie.
It's to you, dear.
Yeah, he said Meg Ryan movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah.
You can totally do this, man.
Okay. Meg Ryan movie. Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
You know, I think you can't name another movie that Meg Ryan has been in. So you're bluffing, man.
When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah! And that's 3 points.
Oh, that was it.
Oops.
Oh, yeah.
That's
we're done.
It. Yeah,
that's
okay, so.
I like that as a separate game. I think it should be its own thing.
Cool.
Not a bonus round kind of...
We can put an asterisk on that one because my first point, I think, was one of the mean ones when I was trying to be super restrictive. Because I think I said...
I don't think Darren Aronofsky was
Well, no, that was in that was in the mic check.
Yeah.
I forget what I said, but it was when you and I were going back and forth, and then you and then Dan submitted that we should
not be able to say. I called shenanigans on his composer start.
Okay.
Because that's what was the
whatever he said before that.
That was causing the volleys back and forth, the ping pong the ping pong effect. Yeah.
Because I got the next point after that, then you got another point.
Cool. Okay. Congratulations.
So anything that needs to be clear on that game in terms of maybe, I mean, would describing it as a string version of 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, does that kind of summarize vaguely?
Sure.
The same way that the Leonard Maltin game is Name That Tune, but with movies and reviews, it's kind of vaguely giving you an idea of how to
How all of these things are connected. Sure.
Right.
Yeah. If you said, you know, what type of game is this, and you said that, then they'd be like, okay. And then they'd get the rule. I think they'd pick up on the rules pretty quick with that start.
As long as we can figure out what the rules
are.
Sure.
Yeah.
Except,
I don't know. I think that one's pretty fun. I think we should...
You like that one?
I think once we get it down...
You like that, baby?
That's totally new. And like,
oh my gosh. All right.
Give me a slam dunk. I mean, with Dan's games, I have to know things.
It comes back.
I feel like with this game, you're playing your opponents.
Give me a slam dunk.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was really trying to just let that slide by.
That's, wow.
Sorry, babe.
But, yeah, we should probably, I imagine we're at about the hour mark, so we should probably
we're about there.
Wrap up.
Cool. That was kind of our renaissance episode for us, developing new games.
New games, test marketing them, seeing if...
Yeah.
I mean, your game definitely flowed once we got into it because there's that level of, you know...
Still kind of feeling it out and everything.
No, I was thinking that there's a level of ease to it once you know... You know, like every time I started with something that I knew there's at least one answer to go with it to perpetuate the game forward.
Yeah.
And then from there you can kind of map out your own moves.
Yeah.
Which is good.
There's supposed to be a little strategy involved in it too.
Right.
Yeah. So not just slapping someone in the face with like key grip on you know, some random thing. But yeah. So it's
I'm still trying to remember the Pirates of the Caribbean series had one caterer, and I can't think of who it is. It's really pissing me off since you mentioned that.
Was it Malibu Hat Catering? Because I know I've seen Hat Trick a couple times.
I think so. I think that was it.
Yeah. I was toying with the rule where if you could name the caterer for any given movie, then that would be an automatic win
for the entire game.
For a movie that somebody else like
for
proposed.
Where it was filmed.
Cool. Yeah. If you can pull somebody else's movie and tack that on there, not of your own creation.
Yeah.
The problem with naming the location is that, well, I suppose no. Like if you said New York City, then I mean there have been a lot of movies filmed in New York City or LA or whatever.
Right.
But
not taking taking place in filmed are two different things. Filmed is like you sit until the end of the credits.
And you see the LA team, and you see the
The country of Canada for letting us film in Vancouver.
Thank you to Eden Prairie Mall for allowing us mall rats to shoot here.
Yeah.
I feel like that goes, I think all those go a little too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms
I was just trying to pull out obscure
knowledge. Obscure things to avoid.
Sure.
To keep it fair.
Or avoid. Yeah, sure.
To avoid to keep it fair.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, maybe we should stick with cast, movie, director, composer.
Dude, can we drop composer? Line? Who knows the composer?
I know lots and lots of composers.
Zimmer. Yeah, Hans Zimmer is the answer for everything.
He's that or Randy Newman.
I don't know. Possibly
Hans Zimmer, John Williams.
I would say like near a freaking 100, like maybe like 70 movies or something.
Yeah, at least.
Oh, he's getting up there.
Crazy. What's his name again so I know for the next time?
Hans Zimmer.
Hans
And then John Zimmer. Williams.
It's getting to the point where, well, I can recognize Hans Zimmer's work most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just if it's good.
Right.
Then you think, oh, it must be Hans Zimmer.
Oh, come on now. There are tons of other composers out there who make incredible.
Going back to Beetlejuice, who is his? Tim Burton. There we go.
Yeah.
Who played Beetlejuice?
It was the guy who played Batman in the first Batman.
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Yeah, that's
Michael
the one.
Keaton. That's right.
Michael Keaton.
Was it really Michael Keaton?
Yeah, it was. It was Michael Keaton. Now that I think about
and
it.
Gina Davis was in that one.
Yep.
Who? The husband wasn't Barry Bostwick.
Was it the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I have no
idea. No, he was a guest.
Gina Davis' husband?
Wait a minute. We have the internet. I can look it up.
But I like...
That's not fun.
Okay, keep guessing.
What about Paul Newman?
It's
going
to take me a minute to look it up here, guys.
No.
Not Bill Pullman, no.
He was in that, though, right?
No.
Fail.
No. But yeah, so that was episode 11. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
12.
12? Are we on 12?
Yeah.
Holy shit, we're on 12.
Yeah. Last week was 11.
Oh, that's right, because that's when we were allowed to toy with the...
Yeah, but this one goes to
the
11.
...the first format, so...
This one does go to 11.
11 part 2.
Well, as long as it's not taping till 11, because we're only 55 minutes away from that at this point.
So, Alec,
yeah, that's my bedtime.
Alex Baldwin.
Yes, that was Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It was Alec Baldwin in Beetlejuice.
It's just really thin in the face. I know, right? Think about it for a second. There he is.
Yeah.
Holy cow, yeah.
So, Katie, as you chew on that piece of pizza while I come up with my question for you, do you have anything that you need to plug, anything that you want to mention, anything you want to drive people to that you are involved with that will be happening after Friday so that they can actually pay attention to it?
Nothing that I'm involved in because, yeah.
Anything
go see Cinderella at the Ordway. One of my very good friends is stage managing, and it's supposed to be a very good show.
Cool.
I have tickets for the 20th. Woo!
Nice.
And then you're not on Twitter, right? I always ask this, but...
Oh, you can find me, but nothing's been posted since 09.
Oh, okay. So, good luck anyone who wants to hunt. For that.
Yeah.
Peter, do you have anything that you want to highlight? Anything that's coming up? Anything that you think people should go see if it's coming out that you're just aware of it?
Something you're involved in or
anything?
I don't.
You don't?
I'm a loser.
Okay.
Play Skyrim. It's fun.
Hey.
See, there you go. That works. That works.
Oh, don't play Skyrim if you don't have a job.
Also, I'm excited for the newest Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie.
Oh, okay.
I say newest because it was made in Sweden already.
Yeah.
And
it was a book.
I would...
Daniel Craig.
I kind of want to warn some people away from it if they are... If they have a problem with violence.
Sure.
I expect violence in that. We'll just say that. So if you
read the books, is that where you're coming from?
I have not read the book, but I've seen the Swedish version of the film. And it gets a little extreme.
Do you know Swedish?
Oh.
No, there's subtitles.
Oh.
I know Swedish.
I can read, but I don't read books.
Seriously, though.
And then, Peter, are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter.
I've never even looked at Twitter.
It's cool.
Adam, how about you? Do you have anything to plug?
Well, I'll start off by saying that on Twitter I am ADAMERDMANN. It's just my name and no spaces, of course.
Right.
Because you can't do spaces on Twitter.
Unless you do an underscore.
Yeah. But the thing that I had to plug this week... actually, tomorrow night, if you're in...
Wait, are you talking about tomorrow night as in Saturday or Wednesday?
Totally. Yeah, this will be over by the time you hear this.
Why
never mind.
Sure.
Good point. Good point. But
that was
the
sound of rewinding.
You can catch it next month because it happens monthly now. There's a group of playwrights of color called the Unit Collective that every month they host this event called Madness. And basically what it is each of the playwrights in the Unit Collective writes an original script that's about 10 minutes long. And then they bring actors in and they rehearse it for a half hour to an hour. And then they perform it the same night, script in hand, for an audience.
Wow.
It is so cool and so much fun. I've participated in it a couple of times, and it's just amazing. So next month, you're not going to hear this in time to know about it Wednesday that has already happened by the time you hear this. Yes, the 30th.
Is there a website that you can direct people to if they want more information?
There is but I don't know what the website is. I'm pretty sure if you search for the Unit Collective on Facebook, you'll find their page. Or you could just get in contact with me through Twitter, and I can definitely, I would be more than happy to connect you with their mailing list and make sure that you get in the loop on that. Because it is amazing, and I have friends in this group, and they are just awesome people and so talented. So talented. So, yeah, definitely check it out. And then I also wanted to mention, because this does fall within our
realm,
subject matter of streaming media, we usually try to avoid the YouTube set, but this does have production value, and it's amazing. It's actually Stephen Colbert and Neil deGrasse Tyson, the famous scientist, sitting down at a college. I forget which college it is, but they basically, it's Stephen Colbert interviewing Neil deGrasse Tyson about science and the universe and the nature of the universe and all these different... Oh, it's hilarious. They're both really funny guys. I mean, obviously Stephen Colbert, but also Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's awesome. They both are. And it's just, it's like an hour and a half long, but it flies by. It's so much fun.
Cool.
So that's my recommendation. Just search for Stephen Colbert and Neil deGrasse Tyson, and you'll definitely be able to find it on YouTube.
Cool.
If you're stalkerish and find me on Facebook, I just posted a link to it. So.
It's true.
So yeah, check it out. And that's what I yes. Is there Peter? A question, Peter?
It's not a question. I just thought of something to like spark in when you said Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
One of the guys that we went to high school with, Scott Credeville, had a part in building the latest Mars. Well.
That's
yeah, the
right.
latest
did
Mars
he have a
rover.
Part in that? I saw that he.
Yes,
launched.
He did indeed.
Well, that he.
I don't know what his lost. Part was, but he was employed in some sort or another for NASA at the point at one of the points that it was being built. So
right.
the so rover that just went to Mars.
So shout out to Scotty K.
Yeah,
Scotty Danger K.
And
wow. have to try to rope him into
keep that in your thoughts and follow the rover going to space and. Doing amazing science out in the cosmos, which all of the really, 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 really smart people in this world, like Neil deGrasse Tyson, say is really important.
It is really important.
You should probably trust them.
Yeah. Pay attention to smart people.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yep.
As a general rule.
And yeah, one of the things that Neil deGrasse Tyson talks about in this video is scientific literacy and being able to question things with a scientific mind and just battling back ignorance and all these wonderful things that will help our civilization progress. And just it's enlightening, it's entertaining, it's all kinds of fun. So
moral cool. of the story, yeah. Adam likes it. What do you yes. got, Dan?
I like.
First, you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whalen, WHELAN. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. You can find us on iTunes if you search for Buffering, or if you search for Dan Whalen, or if you search for Adam Erdman, or if you search for Peter Jurgensen, or if you search for Katie Best.
Woohoo!
The only thing that I have to plug is I know that next month at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, they will be doing the British Arrow Awards, formerly the British Television Ad Awards. They're really funny.
They changed the name?
They did change the name of the award ceremony for some reason. But it's really just a compilation
damn
of copyright. Fantastic TV commercials that broadcast in England. And they are fantastic quality in terms of storytelling, in terms of visual effects. They're funny. They're sad. They're
just better than American ones.
They really are.
Yep.
So if you go to walkerartcenter.org, I believe you can find information about buying tickets. It's through the month of December, primarily Thursday through Sunday with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the last week of December.
Do we know how much tickets are?
I don't. I'm actually buying mine the day that this episode drops, so I'll find out then.
There you go.
Man, so many things from Europe are better than what we have here.
Well, they've got more experience.
Cars. Castles.
We're like teenagers, you know? We just don't know yet.
Yeah.
True.
U.S., the
damn rebel kid thing. Yep.
But speaking
the hormonal
of something all-American
of the
that I decided that we should pitch was that the Muppets movie is fantastic.
Ooh.
Anybody that hasn't
I haven't
seen it
yet.
See it.
I will say that Star Trib gave it 3.5 stars. I gave it 3. I think it's not 3.5.
You know what? I think it was friggin' hilarious. I don't care about how many stars it had. I was, like, slapping my knee, laughing. It was good. That's how I judge things.
Knee slaps.
Knee slaps.
3.5 knee slaps.
Exactly. And you know what? Most movies don't get any knee slaps. So, on the funny scale, very funny.
The antics were out there.
Cool.
But yes, go see the Muppets movie and all of that fun stuff. We will see you next week here on the Buffering Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Hooray! And of course, any feedback you have on tonight's games, send it our way via the website.
And no, we don't need to hear any more about how Emily doesn't need to sing on the show anymore. We got that.
Right. Anyway.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll just call it at that since it's